On a related subject, in treating viruses, a question from Ivan Doikoff here, and he says, can we target the unchanging portion of virus genetic material? This is the RNA, the code that's in the virus.
Yeah, what he's getting at is that some viruses change bits of themselves, like the flu changes its H genes, hemagglutinin genes, so that the surface coat of the virus looks a little bit different. This is called genetic drift. And this is down to genetic mutation. When the RNA copies itself, it makes mistakes, and this translates into a slightly different structure for the virus. This is useful to the virus because it makes it look different, so the immune system struggles to recognise it a second time. But some bits of the virus do such a crucial job that they can't afford to change, because if they did, they would therefore impair themselves. So there are some unvariable or invariable bits of the virus that don't change. And what he's asking is, could we exploit that in order to make better treatments for viruses? And the answer is yes. There are several examples of how people are trying to do this. A good example is in flu itself. There was a recent study that was published in PNAS where researchers looked at the way in which a flu vaccine works. And flu vaccines are based on the hemagglutinin coats of the virus. You just make a virus, put it into an egg, you get some virus shrapnel, if you like, out of the egg, and you inject that into people. But if you watch how the flu changes over time, a vaccine that works against one type of flu might not work against another. But if you get lots of examples of flu virus, compare them genetically, you can find elements of the surface coat of the virus that have never changed over that time. And if you make a vaccine out of that, and in the case of the paper I'm referring to, these people did it with a DNA vaccine. They just injected the DNA from that little bit of the virus coat. That hadn't changed, and it was very effective against a very broad repertoire of viruses, so that might be a better way of doing it. Another good example is HIV, which has to bind onto CD4 receptors on the surface of our immune cells. Well, if the virus were to mutate that bit of itself too much, then it wouldn't be able to infect anymore because it wouldn't be able to recognise the target. And so researchers are now looking at ways to specifically target the structure on the virus, which the virus keeps very hidden, but which doesn't change, in order to block HIV.